Okay. As a special request for a share on turkey, so I figured the Parsha Shmini is, you know, because they know the Parsha. So the Issa to eat, trade for birds, says the Rambam, that oif is different than the other animals, and that the simone, the oif, the Torah does not give simonim. The Torah rather gives you a list of all the trefa birds, and everything else is kosher. And there are 24 trefa birds, and the Rambam gives you the whole list over there. Says the Rambam, therefore, Mishu Baki v'minim elu, which we're saying, let's say a guy knows what these 24 birds look like, so then he finds a bird, he doesn't know if it's kosher or not. So if he knows it's not one of these 24 birds, then by default it's kosher. Says Rambam, Loiv Torah is nechal b'mesayris. Ushi yadov v'pashut b'yisim makom shizoiv Torah. Let's say a bird doesn't know all the birds, right? So then he relies on the mesayra. In this place, everyone knows that it's kosher. There's a mesayra that's kosher. Therefore, you can rely on that. Furthermore, says the Rambam, the tzayot, the guy who captures the birds, the hunter, is neman to say that oiv zeh hitli Rebbe, right? Rebbe Atzai. So he's saying that he has, you know, also mesayra from his hunter teacher that this was chukzah that's kosher. It's neman. But it has to be that the guy knows he's talking about. Now, says the Rambam, so that's fine. So if you have, either you know all 24 birds, or there's a Messer in a certain place, or the hunter tells you, you can rely on that. Now, let's say you don't have all of that. Mishen Makiron, Veni Deish Mesayin. So there, that's what Chazal gave us Simanim. So you know that there's no Simanim in Torah, but Chazal gave us Simanim. And what is that? Kol oif shu dairis va'oichol b'diyu shu me'el aminim v'tame. She'en a dairis? So actually, if you pshat them, what does dairis mean? I can just learn now in the chinuch. The chinuch says dairis means that it grabs onto its prey and it injects some venom. I think Rashi, the Ovenfarshim, learned dairis means just the way it eats. I think it eats with both of its legs. That's how it holds the food with both legs, and that's how it eats. That's called dairis. So then, bidush umeilo minim atame. V'she'enoi dairis, v'aychol. So then, if it has one of these three simanim, then it's tar. So again, so if it's dairis, then right off the bat it's tame. If it's not dairis, and if the Rambam has one of these three simanim, then it's tar. That's right. What are they? That's Beisera, that's extra finger, or Zefek. So the three simon of oif is has an extra simoni tahara is etzvi seira. It's got an extra finger. It's got the zefek is on the it's in the bottom. It's some internal organ the bottom of the veshet of the food pipe where it gathers the food there or something like that. Some part of the intestines. Or it has the korkavan, which is the pupik, has some membrane which you could niklav. So those are the three simanim of noiv tar. Says the Rambam, korkavan. Also, that's some internal organ. It's called pupik. Okay. People probably put in the chomp. I think the way it's described, it grinds the food there. I'm not sure exactly. So it has a membrane that you peel off. That's a siman tov.
And if it has none,
If it doesn't have any of these simanim,
and it's not doris,
then you know it's not doris. It's tamei. Okay. Now says the Rambam that feed the gainim, you're not matir with one siman. Only the only siman that you matir by itself is cook kavana and niklaf. But if it's not niklaf, then you need two simanim. So the etzbi yaseir or the zefek is not enough. You need both. Okay. In Shulchan Aruch it says yesh anim shkalev shechatum ba yirachov v'kafrad ba yirachov shel abbas has a wide beak and has wide feet. What do you call it? Web feet, right? Bidush ene dairus. That's a raya. It's not dairus. Mota bachila. Im yesh lo yishlaish simanim begufay. It's a matter you need all three. The doctor Ramah, yes, I remember saying, listen, my chatul al zeh, and lech l'shem oif. Oh, this is a very important Ramah. This is the source of all the problems. Because Ramah says, yes, I remember saying, listen, my chatul al zeh, and lech l'shem oif. It's got everything, right? It's got webbed feet, it's got a wide beak, it's got three simonim, it's got al milas, yeah? Anything you're looking for in a bird, right? But if it doesn't have mesira, elech shum oif el b'mesira shekiblu bay shutar v'chein noyegim ein l'shanois. And the Mechaber says, mishu b'makim shenoyegim is the bay fecha b'fnei she'ein l'mesiris v'halach b'makim she'esh l'mesiris. So then, that's even the Mechaber, let's say, where so you don't know the simanim, or but. So, in one place there's a Messiah, in one place there is no Messiah. So, what do you do if people that move from one to the other? It says, Mechaber, if you go to a place where there is a Messiah, so you're allowed to eat it over there, even if you're planning on going back. And even normally, by Minhagim, where you have a Minhag, so you die to Lachzer to your place, then we're Machmir. Ayan of Shani, you come there to. According to most Paiskim, Ben Chutzlas comes ahead of Shaul, is Nalgum Lacha.
What exactly is
the. What's that? So, but here it's different. Even that Lach, so you could rely on the Messiahs. Miyotza Makum Shiashla Messiahs. You go to a place of Ailam Messiahs, invite them with the Lachas. So there's an exception over here. You could rely on your own Messiahs, even though you're in a place where they don't have the Messiahs. And vice versa, that's a Charab Sabika Chiddish, that. If in your place there is no Messiah, if you're in a place where they have Messiah, then you're allowed to eat it based on the Messiah of the place where you are. Yeah. Motion.
What exactly is the SB serum? Like, how do you count that? The SB serum. Like,
I guess. I guess, no. I don't know, I'm not. Maybe Chassid will call Zufras, you know? Find out what's his normal, what is a normal and how. It could be there's an extra finger, like, not together with the other one. It's like separate. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. What?
There's one up here on the plate of the chicken.
Yeah. Right, I guess that's the idea. Okay, now we know. Now. Oh, but Lagabe, a place that doesn't have a Messiah, but they know that someone else has a Messiah, that's Machlaik, is now with Machmer. In other words, let's say some people do have Messiahs on a certain bird, and some people don't. See? So that, some hold that if you know that someone has a Messiah, you can rely on his Messiah, and that, as Machlaik, is now with Machmer. Okay, so that's the basic, halacha, Lagabe, Simonim. So, before we get into turkeys and stuff, and birds that don't have a simon, have messiahs, what they have to do is to eat them. So before, there's an interesting discussion that I saw that the place we're talking about, and that is the placey, Rabbi Yehudah and Eibishitz, asked a question. The Gemara says, Oif shebol faneinu, ein nechal messiahs merabba yitzayit shebaki ben. So, right, let's say, you don't know the bird, forget about, the Ramah, that you need a Messiah. Then in the Gemara. But in the Gemara, you don't need a Messiah. Then in the Gemara. So you have a bird come to you. You don't know anything about this bird. You don't know.
Right? So it says only if the hunter tells you that he knows it's a kosher bird. He says, why don't you go Basarai? Harry said, most birds in the world are kosher. And that's what Chazal say. That's why the Torah only gave you the list of the non-kosher birds, because most birds are kosher. There's only thousands of species of birds. There's only 24 that are trait. Right? Maybe within that one is a different thing, but there are more kosher birds than trefa birds. So the question is, frank the crazy, why don't you go Basarai? Call that Kula. You go Basarai.
Even the
trefa
birds should be kosher?
No. You don't know this bird. You don't know if you know that it's kosher, you know that it's theirs, and you know that it doesn't have the simanim, then fine. But you don't know. You don't know. Okay? You don't know. Can you eat it? Right? So, that's his car. Why don't you go Basarai? Oh, it's up there. Oh, he brings a raya. You shouldn't even need a bedika. You shouldn't need a bedika. Why? Just like we find a yudches trefus, right? You don't need a bedika. We're not baidik. We're not baidik yudches trefus, right? There's a whole perek called trefus in the chulin, right? We're not baidik yudches trefus. Why? Because roiv animals are not trefa. Right? Right, animals are not trefa. Right, I don't have a hole in the membrane that covers the brain. Right? So, we don't have to check it. Oh. So therefore, so you shouldn't even need a bedika. As I'm afraid to place it. Look there. That, hooray, but there's one organ that we do check. And that is the rea, the lungs. The lungs we do check. Why? So Paiskim say, because it's a mina matzah. Because it's common enough that there should be a hole in the lung. Therefore, the lung is the one organ that we do check. So Meili says, Meili Kenzan also, that by Oif is also, Inu Roif is Tarim, but it's a Mina Matsui, Mina Shchiach of Trefa birds. Therefore, you can't rely on the Roif.
Is there a Nimjur's a Dimmer Roif?
What, to check it stam?
No.
Always saying, check it? Not to rely on the right?
Yeah. No. Or is it like Shisha? Like you can't not go with it.
What? It's different than Shisha that the Bibit Moshim Shaz is Tzapach Lehatr. Right, Shad is you're being Saimach that it's Mutter.
But you're able
it's
not.
It's different. It's Shaykh. Saying.
Are you able not to be Saimach?
Oh, I mean, they say that it's like a Minos that the guy doesn't want to eat because he thinks. I think it's the difference because by Bittl, Pshad is the Tzapach. Tzapach Lehatr. Right? Shenke by Roy, it's not Pshad is Tzapach Lehatr. You can rely that you're eating the kosher one. So that's the crazy terrace. Now, there's a Mina Matzoi, and therefore we don't rely on the Roy. The Ramban, and the Ramban, and Chulin, there he's talking about Gabe Beitzim of a bird, of an unknown bird. So Ramban says that Gemara's Kasha, maybe it's from Oif Tamei. Ramban says, that's the Ramban really asked the crazy Kasha, places Kasha. Is it right? Says Ramban, but we say, Smoich Miyuta, the Nevelos of Trade, Vizla Tamei, and Avalu Ruba. So here we're talking about the eggs. Look at the eggs. If the eggs came from a trefa, then it's you can't eat it. Even if it's a kosher bird, but it's treif, because it has a hole in its lungs or whatever it is that makes it treif, then you can't eat the eggs. So meilo, look at the eggs, we say smach miyuta, l'chazat, smach miyuta of nevelos and trefas to the Temeian, and you have a combination. It's not just kosher bird or trefa bird. It's kosher bird or trefa bird, and within the kosher birds are a bunch of trefa birds. So therefore, it's considered a rive treif. Or Mechsa Maxi says that it's aser. Like upon him, Lefizet, right? Lefizet. lefize, that's only by when the chash, you have a chash treifa, and the veil, grab the birds. But grab the min, then we say it's right. So the feeder of ban, you have back the creates the place is kasha. Because we've seen the Ramban, he holds your Saimuch. He doesn't hold it, we see the Ramban the Yer Saimuch Be'etzim on the right. Right? You would be Saimuch on the right. So it's only over here where it's not a right. So that's a problem. Feeder Ramban, Taka, Yechayah the Kasha. Maybe the Rivash will be a Terezim for the Ramban. Like upon him, some answer that even though the minim of the Tahirim are more, but as far as the amount of birds that there are, could be there's more trade for birds than our kosher birds. So that's also, I don't know if you can see this.
24 to.
Meaning is. That's as far as the minim is concerned, but as far as the amount of birds, maybe in those 24, there's more trade for birds than the kosher birds. I don't know.
Also, don't.
That's why I remember, someone gave us
some of the types of birds, we know what they are,
no?
So
what?
We don't
have something on all 24, do we? Stomach. No, but that's it. Somebody's going to the Gemara. A bird comes, he doesn't know what it is. He's going to Gemara. Not Hosla Maisa. We Maisa, we need.
But he's going.
He's going to the Gemara. The Gemara says you have to ask, the hunter has to know. Yeah.
Is it trash to say something that I saw from my hand?
No, not there's a raiv. There's a raiv. That was the kash. Kash is a raiv. Halachach a raiv. There's no suffix. It's not a suffix. It's a raiv. Now, there's a rivash that David Chuba brings. There's a famous rivash. It says that haray, if the Rambam, the Mechalek is Rambam and the Ramban, whether it's counted separate in the Sefer Mitzvahs. If the Rambam is a mitzvah of bedika, to be boidik the simanim. To the Rambam. The Rambam says it's part of mitzvah. You have to know if it's kosher. Right? So you have to check if it's kosher, otherwise you don't know if it's kosher. Right? It's not a separate. The Rambam holds it's even a separate mitzvah. Not the Rivash, what?
We don't know like that.
I don't know, why not?
Because Rabbi just said that we go by right by the Shafis.
No, it's about to check the min. Vivdaltim, the Pasuk says Vivdaltim in a payment, Vivdaltim in a Tirela, a Temeya, the min, not only birds, but animals also. Where it has split holes, Malgarium, and Ferris Parasa, not only Gabi Trafis. Not only Gabi Trafis, Gabi the min. I don't think Gabi the Trafis. It's just whether this animal became traif. But, so Rivash holds that the Chi Bedika is even as a right. See, even though there's a roiv that says that it's oif, he's going into my birth. It's oif tahar, but the chiyah bedika to make sure that it's not one of the 24. Either you know the 24, or by the three simanim of zefek and korkav nichlav espiyaseira, depending on how many of those three you need. But it's a chiyah bedika, and the meila that answers the kasha, that answers the crazy, everyone the place will be down, and that answers the shuv others, and that answers the craziest problem, places problem of going masarai because there's a chiyah bedika. Now there's an interesting discussion. It seems machalik is achrayim. What happens l'fi the rivash? If there's a chiyah bedika, let's say you weren't bayadik, right? You ate it anyway. Okay, you ate this bird. You don't know the roiv that says the kosher bird. Right? You weren't biting. Right? And then you weren't biting, you ate the bird. So the question is, you have to kash your kalim. You have to do tshuva on Amachal's and Suris, or you just have to do tshuva on the fact that you're mevatel naseh of bedika.
If it's not possible to do bedika,
when?
You find a piece of chicken on the floor. So
then you can't eat it. You cannot eat it.
Don't we have to
keep bedika? I mean, if it's just a mitzvah, so then you're not in the mitzvah. Oh, so that maybe that we're telling the shayla. If there's shayla, the tifkai of the shayla is when the Rivash says that even though there's a roiv, you can't rely on the roiv. You need bedika. So the shayla is the bedika ma'akiv? Is it not a mitzvah to be baidik? Or pshat is that kolzman you weren't baidik, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to kolzman you're not baidik. You have to take on that it's treif. That's the shayla. So maybe that would be nachmir also case where you can't be baidik. Can you eat it? If it's just a mitzvah, so I can't manitis. If it's kolzman having baidik is also then make must. I'm going to get the shayla also. So I saw in tzedakei tshuva. Brings down that he says he holds that because he brought down a tshuva in the Knesset Cheskel to a certain bird that the hunter claimed that it was a kosher bird. He brought it and then it was this barer and people ate it. It was this barer. It was lahari v'nivra. The guy lied straight through his teeth. He had no masar, he had no nothing. And so the shayla was, so the Knesset Cheskel said, okay, but the Eved, fine, you were over, you know, but Mais is a right. At the end of the day, it is a right. At the end of the day, the Kale not kosher, because you will gather the Kale and can lie on the right. Says the Dark Yeshuva, and no, if you're the Rivash, the calls man, you haven't been baidik, you have to take on that it's treif. So Mela, since you weren't baidik, since you weren't allowed to rely on the right, you can't rely on the right. And it was this bird that it wasn't necessarily a kosher bird. We don't know what kind of bird it was. We don't know that it was a kosher bird. And you can't rely on the right because he didn't do a bedika. So then everything is treif. That's what Dagi Tshuva says. But I saw in the bottom of the Rivash, the Tshuva's Rivash, in the Chonish Lion, they bring down Zech Yitzchak, Rebitzela, Panovitcher, Zech Yitzchak. I looked it up, it's a very small piece. I thought it would be Marich more than Indian. He says that no, it's Pasha. He says, he's going to Mamish and Rivash. He says, there's a bit of a say of Ivdaltem, you're about to say of not being Baidik, but Avada B'dieved, we could rely on the right, and Mela, that's not going to answer the king.
If either Rivash, you have to check the 18 traces?
No, that's what that was asked before. I don't think so. I think Rivash is going to Ivdaltem. The Pasuk is talking about the species, not something that became treif afterwards. I don't think I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's not going
to
mean it.
Even if you do bedika after, it's not enough to be kosher. You're still lighter. Because you didn't do bedika.
Yeah, do bedika before, right? Now, the Sharla Meishan was asked, and again, a certain bird, type of chicken. It was a very large. It was very different. It was different than the regular chickens. It was larger and it was different. You know the differences in the body and the eggs and the voice was different. Kitzer, so people used to eat it, and then some the tumult came up that maybe you know, it has the simanim. It has all the simanim. Right? It has three simanim. So therefore, Batsim and Mechad is its mutter. But, and, oh, Samaelis, he's Tamei on the Ma'arim. They were saying it's a problem. He said that they didn't learn the sugya of the simanim. Hare, the sugya the Nashri calls it. And Ray, the Shita of the Moshe Reb Yosef, the Pais can say that's the Mechuvah Shita, and his Shita is that if it has the three simanim, if you don't know if it's Dairus or not, it's Kosher. So Mela here also had, this bird had all three simanim. The Mela, it's Mechel is Kosher. And I, the Firashi, you need a Messiris. He said, and he made lechem. There's Eidos from a lot of people from Eretz Yisrael. They used to have the Eretz Yisrael that had this type of bird, and they said over there that there was they used to eat in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, so you have Messiris also. Now, so therefore, he says
that one doesn't help you.
It's not a problem. What?
That's if hey, in the
what?
That one doesn't help you.
Because it's a
different
place. Yeah, I was wondering about that. I'm not sure, but
well,
is he saying
they had him, sir, or is he saying?
Yeah, it's true. They said they ate it.
Maybe he's just saying that they ate it, and it's a rat that you eat onto the someone.
No, I mean, he's asking al samsaris. He's saying that if you ration the samsaris, So that's Messiah's that they ate it. So we're assuming that they ate it there with the Messiah's thing. That's the idea. No, so Luz is asking though, if you them Chabad, is it Sushit, is whether a different place could rely on the Messiah's in the other place.
So the question is whether or not it was a chicken or it was Vada, a different
min. No, the question is whether the differences are Kaveh and it's a different min. Oh, I'm not sure. No, maybe it's maybe it could be different. Maybe saying that the Messiah is no.
I'm saying the other side could be that they derive was from that Eretz Yisrael. They hold it as a chicken.
I don't know. Not sure. Maybe.
Does that mean in Eretz Yisrael they only ate with the Messiah?
What?
Does that mean in Eretz Yisrael they only ate with the Messiah?
He's assuming that. Yes, he's assuming that. Now, Kitzer, then he says that he brings down from that the Altuna Rav Aser. Not sure if that's who that was. I'm not sure who he means. He writes that Shlaima did answer. He says it's not true. So the Tuna Rav answered. The Mishal Meishiv was mounted up. Was negated to us. He says that was the big tumult about this. This larger bird than regular, and the question was whether it had all the three simanim. He didn't know about Dairis, and there was some type of Messiah from Mishlayim, and therefore he's Matarit. Now, and he writes, he says, if you can tell me that this bird's a problem, then how do we eat turkey? The Indic. Everyone calls the Indic. How do we eat turkey? Shabbat America. Shabbat Vadai, there was no Messiahs. Right? And still, all over the world, they eat it. Says the Shalom Meisha.
Even in Eretz Yisrael, were they only held themselves?
What?
Even in Eretz Yisrael, were they also the only held themselves?
He's saying, Mechol Tfus Yisrael, they eat it. He's not talking about Yisrael. I don't know. He said, Mechol Tfus Yisrael,
they eat it. Tfus Yisrael includes Eretz Yisrael.
Normally, you'd expect it, yeah. He's saying Eretz Yisrael, they didn't eat it.
Huh? I'm saying he was assuming before that they only eat an Eretz Yisrael.
No, the other bird. He's not talking about the other bird.
He's assuming in general that Eretz Yisrael only eats with him, sir.
Okay.
And now he's saying the turkey, even though it doesn't have him, sir, everywhere.
So what's this? No, Zuck the Dag Shuva says. Oh, it's interesting. The Dag Shuva says, this has to do with your point, actually, that he quotes the Shalom Eishiv as saying they can't eat turkey. Because Haray, the Shalom Eishiv says no Messiah. And Lady Dan, that we were mocking around the Messiah, then how could he eat a taka? But if you look at the Shalom Eishiv, Fakari, he brought a raya from there that we eat turkey. Right? He's saying we eat turkey, then we can eat that other bird also. He wasn't saying that mice. So well, you need Messiah? I don't know. It doesn't explain why. But Al Kabanin, you look at the Shalom Eishiv inside, he's clearly saying that it's mutter. That's his whole point. So, and he says that they eat all the place. Now, the Dag Tshuva also brings down the Shalom Eishiv, the Meishiv Dov, which is in Siv, and he was asked about also some type of avaz, a duck, right? Also, they were bigger than the regular ones, and they had something different about their beak and about their neck, whatever. And also, they made a whole tumult whether they could eat it or not. And he says, he has an interesting svara. He says that even though Batsim was very different, therefore, if it would come to, Chathila, such a bird came to us, can you eat it or not? We'd say no. Right? But, gets it. Good question. The other bird that the Shalom Eish spoke about had three siman. This doesn't have three siman. It doesn't have a zefek. Gets it. So he says though. Says the sim comes out. Therefore, we wouldn't be relying on. But he says. But now, at the minute we came to eat it, and Mestamu was not up haras chacham. That he decided at least that it was kosher. Therefore, ain lanu laasram lahitzi laz al vasein v'shachlu ayiftam chas v'shal. And again, he brings the raya from the turkey. Teide says that we eat turkey, and there were talk at the time many people were ma'ar on the turkey because there was no messiah. And even today, there are some people that don't eat turkey. But again, he also says that Parnogul had to rain pites and pet. And therefore, it's considered Huxik Bakashus, and you're not gonna eat those no Messiah, the Sim says. Right? Since it was Huxik to eat it, you're not gonna you might see little laws in everyone.
Halach is like a start.
What?
Halach is like a start.
I don't know. It says it was someone who's done up chacham at least to be machshir that is a kosher bird. There's two issues here. Right? One is this person decides it's a kosher bird. I'll pay this the money, right? And then you have to know. But okay, it's a kosher bird, but it fits the bill. But you know, it's no Masara. But so somehow he's not so worried about the Masara. If it's already hoaxing to eat it, and the Siv said, I don't know how it got there. He said, well, God, it seems it got there. Maybe it was wrong. Maybe it shouldn't have gotten there. But well, nice it got there. So once it got there, he says we lied to you.
Why?
Because
we did it.
We
could theoretically trade.
No. Again, he's assuming that there's no shaila mitzad esam kashrus. The only shaila is al sim masarim. He's saying if somebody was at least someone checked it out that has enough siman.
Is he coming from that Hashem doesn't let to leave him eat nothing?
He doesn't say that. He's saying there's hostess, you know, it might be lost. But Ma'is is interesting. The guy being turkey itself, there's another tshuva about it, and the Ruga Sebaisim, and he has an interesting svara. He has an interesting svara. That at least till now, we're just saying, okay, kachazet. You know, they eat it, okay, so you know, we eat it. So don't confuse me with the fact. Don't ask too many questions, right? Eat it. So that's what the Shalom Aishah said. That's what the Tziv said. However, the Gurus Gwaris at least gives us a svar. He said, even the Ramad it says, that ain't lismoich, al sim and taira, and you need Messiah, because that dafka, a bird that comes to you, they have no clue. You don't know anything about this bird, right? So then you need a Messiah. But he says, if you have a bird that we've developed this bird. This bird's been around. It's on the farm. This bird, and mezgalu meinenu alof meravavis. Tens of thousands of these birds are around. People are breeding these birds. So Meili says. So now we know that it's not dairus, right? Which is that Iker Sim. We know it's not dairus, right? And therefore. Then you don't need a Messiah. Now, the Messiah is only a bird that he wants a Mechadish, that a bird that comes out of the blue, so you don't know. But he says, though, Marshall, the turkey, because this bird, it was never in Europe, right? They found it in America. And he says the America was discovered in the year Reish Nun Dalid. I'll let you make the math. What's Takab Shah? How did we get to that point? Right? How did we get to that? How did Gdol in Europe allow for the turkey to come in and become popular? In America, there were no Jews, there was no Messiah on the turkey in America, right? So therefore, he said, "Alamai, Pshat is." He said, "He's right. He knows Yesh Mishpacha Achas Medinas Russia." He said, "There's one family in Russia that doesn't eat turkey, and this family, whenever they do a shidduch with a different family, by the tnayim, their masna that the shidduch has been tnayim that they're not going to be Michael, the chosin, the kal, whatever it is, turkey. That was a tnayim, the shidduch that this family, one family in Russia that doesn't eat turkey." That's what the Ruzer Shabbayisim said, huh? So, he says, in the whole world, he says, no one, everyone eats turkey. El Ma'ayim Shah is, because since it grew up amongst us, and we see that it's not Dairus, even though he wants to say, even the Ramah would be mine.
But not the Rambam. Saying the Rambam is clear that Shayim the Dairus Va'echa. Meaning, even if we know it's not Darius, in the by Echel Mishlesh Simonim.
Say that. Obviously, it has the Simonim. It's not the problem. He wants to say, though, that the Simonim alone is not enough. But if we know that it's not Darius, that one Seder Ma'a that says, Ram's good. Ram's not a problem. Ram's good. If you don't mean, it's the whole problem with Cyrus. Obviously, it has the Simonim. It has a simanim. Question is, but he's mechadish.
The Ramah is also coming off biyadua she'ina deres.
What?
The Ramah is also coming off biyadua she'ina deres.
He's going before him biyadua she'ina deres.
The Shulchan Aruch says biyadua she'ina deres and muter b'achila im yesh lay simanim.
Im yesh the one of the simanim.
Because the Ramah, the yesh anu she'in lis mechafila azay.
The sound of perish, if you know. Okay, I hear.
If we pass back the Ramah, it gets into problems.
Okay, but all the Pesachim are saying that everyone's not there. So you have a kasha. Who's about that? Okay, say it, who's guys? Now, Midach Isa, the Shlomo Kluger, answered it, and he said. I think the page was talking about Turkey. And he says, some say it's trey, so you go with Kula. He says, first of all, he says, no, who asks who's matter? He says, the Roiv Paisim Aser. I have to make sure, I think he was talking about Turkey. And he says, even if you hold a trey, Sveg Rabbana, that's when there's a Chazaka. Trey, Sveg Rabbana means if trey, when it's Cheskas, Kashrus, then we say that the trey cancel each other out, and you can rely on the chazaka. But when it's over here, when there's no chazaka, when there's no cheskas heter, then trey is at best a suffix, and therefore it's sveg deraisa suffix lechumra. There's no chazaka.
Is that possible? That it would only be by a chazaka that we say trey.
He's saying that this is what we say, trey sveg rabbanon. That's part. What that means is the definition of the words. We say trey sveg rabbanon. What that means is midarais yishtal chazaka. That's what it means. That's what it means. So,
I'm saying it would also be true by suffik midarais if you have a chazaka that you would call the kula.
Again, when we talk about the concept trey sveg rabbanon means that because too much with his chazaka and yishtal chazaka. The trey cancel each other out. Yishtal chazaka. Trey sveg in the raisa. The man noma. Trey sveg in the raisa holds that the even is a chazaka. Since the two the trey don't cancel each other out, so you have two edim against the chazaka. So that's why you can't rely on the chazaka. Even though there's two with the chazaka, so what? The chazaka and the two don't team up against the two trey kameya. That's the man of trey sveg the right. Man of trey sveg the runners, they cancel each other out, and we rely on the chazaka. But he's saying, over here, there's no chazaka. So, that's the semi-pending opinion. But Maisa, apparently, that was the minute all of Europe, Kifidates, all these paiskim. So, therefore, someone who wants to eat turkey, definitely the Angel Milisbach, someone has a minute not to. It's also good, but Kapanim. There is many paiskim that are matter mehed. Now, if we're talking about eating turkey, since the topic itself wasn't big enough, so I decided to talk about eating turkey on certain days. What about Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving and turkey, it comes together. So now that we decided that according to most paiskim, you're allowed to eat the turkey, what about can you eat it on Thanksgiving? So Ramesha, there's actually a few truths from Rambam about it.
Is this Thanksgiving?
What?
Post Thanksgiving.
It's an American holiday.
It's like winter holiday. You know,
what?
It's like winter.
It's at the end of November.
Not yeah. Very proud.
Is it religious? Is it religious?
Oh, that's good. That's part of the Shire. It was when the Bad Pilgrims. Maybe I got been out of school for a long time, you guys, but I still probably know more about my English stuff than you guys know. But anyway, the Pilgrims. When they first came over, that you heard of pilgrims, so they didn't have food, whatever it was. Then they found the turkey and the egg, and the kids as hell. They made a holiday for finding this eating the turkey they had to eat, and since then it's a holiday.
Is this how Ramesh spells it?
What?
Is this how Ramesh spells it?
Thanksgiving, yeah.
It took me time.
Thanksgiving. That's exactly how he spelled it. I didn't know any other way to spell it, so I borrowed Ramesh for the spelling. Now, Ramesh was asked whether or not you're allowed to proper Thanksgiving. You'll have a Thanksgiving dinner. To have a big Thanksgiving dinner with a big fat turkey, that's the... Okay? So he said, so there's a few chuvis, which in two, actually, Sayyid Chuvah, actually, have a customer, Shlishi, and a favorite name. So one chuvah, Maisha writes, that he writes, he refers to what he wrote somewhere else, that Mikadin is not, it's mutter to, let's take the question was, what can you have bar mitzvah on Thanksgiving? So not to want celebrating Thanksgiving. Can you make a suit on Thanksgiving, which is, that's some sus mitzvah? So that he says, it's not a problem. Mikadin, Bal Nefesh, maybe should be Machmer, not to make your bar mitzvah on Thanksgiving. Now, Buddy says, to make a Thanksgiving dinner, that he says, Vade yesh vade lesser midina. Ikra din, it's also to participate in the Thanksgiving dinner. Now, and he says, not because there's a chashash of avodah zarah, because it's not a religious holiday. Okay? It's a holiday of thanks, not a religious holiday. But he says, though, it's a problem of chukas hagoy. Okay?
If it was a religious...
One second. So they ain't divrei atifla, sha'im imesudasan, even though they say grace, whatever it is, by the thing. But that doesn't passel the suda, because also by Zara, because it would be said that it's not a religious holiday. They do in the COVID, you know, their belief, that's why they say what they're saying, but it's not really part of the holiday. Because you have this holiday of thanks, so each one is going to thank whatever, but it's not, besides it's not, it's because it is simcha, and therefore it's not a religious holiday, and therefore there's no problem of a zara. Yeah?
You're saying if it is a religious holiday, that means enough from even by, like, it makes it more
common,
for example,
by
the mitzvah, make it harder?
Could be. No, I'm not sure about that. No, then, no, I don't know. That wasn't there. I hear your question. That wasn't there in the Shulman. Now, look at Maisha. What about eating turkey on Thanksgiving? You're not going to make a Thanksgiving dinner. Stop, you have a turkey roll in the refrigerator. You want a turkey roll sandwich, right? Can you eat turkey roll? So he says, okay, you know, I think around in the good convention, I think they always serve turkey on. There's always Thanksgiving weekend.
We had a good idea.
What?
Thursday lunch is turkey.
Deli sandwiches.
I mean, pumpkin was turkey.
No, it's always turkey.
It's always turkey on. Yeah, Thursday. Try the way turkey roll. Maybe it's a shinoi, so maybe it's not mamish.
You shouldn't change it then.
No, it always
is.
No.
Okay. No, that'll be what you guys are. Pumpkin happens to be every Thursday is turkey, right? So therefore, it's not a problem. That's what you're saying.
I was mad.
But if you're doing it. But if you're doing it not part of not as far as a party is concerned, and you're not doing it bedafka because you're eating turkey on Thanksgiving, you're not making a party. Marisha says, no, to dafka eat turkey, l'shem eating turkey on Thanksgiving, then Marisha says it's a problem. But you're not doing it for that; it's okay. Then Marisha says.
This one
was
like 7 hours ahead, so
when
they have Thanksgiving,
it's
like
75.
But it's
no,
it's not that.
It's
by
R1. It's the date. It's
totally
the date.
No, it's at
nighttime. No, R1.
It's totally the date.
R1's time is not.
It's totally the English date. It's totally the date.
No, it's not. R1's time is
okay.
It's still.
What's just Thanksgiving morning?
They're not. It's still called dinner, right? Thanksgiving dinner.
I don't think it's totally at a certain time. It's totally not. But it's a date. The date is here. It's the last Thursday in November. Say whatever that is. Totally that day. I don't think it's so. So, kids. Now
you're eating dinner anyway. It's like you're not making a Thanksgiving meal, but you're just having turkey.
If you're having turkey because it's Thanksgiving, you're not making Thanksgiving, then you'll be doing it called L'Shem Mitzvah, you put on your garfo, L'Shem Achilles turkey, then it's a problem. You just happen to have turkey in the refrigerator, and then, you know, they ran out of chickens, there are only turkeys in the store, you bought a turkey, that's okay. But not if you did a bedakra. Now, he says, you know, so, I guess apparently with the Shiloh, some people want to say the Shiloh by the Zara. It's hard by Yavar. So he says, he says, whoever said that doesn't know anything about Yarag Bal Yavar, says Ramosha. He says, Because first, it doesn't know anything about the holiday of Thanksgiving. It doesn't know anything about Yehara Kol Yavar. The guys in Amara, it's both on both fronts. So he says first of all, even Hakrevis by Zara, Yain Nesek, not Stam Yaino. Yain Shnes Nasek by Zara. Says Rav Moshe, it's not Yehara Kol Yavar. Why? He says it's only Mechalos Asur. It's not considered. It's not a Bizraya by the Zara. Why? What's Bizraya? Because it's, where do we know this of Yain Nesach? The Isra to drink Yain Nesach. Learn it out from Mace, from Zivchei Mesim, from Mace, from Egel Rufa. So that's Mechalos Asur. And he brings the rise to the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't mean that in Hechalos by the Zara. This is to drink Yain Nesach, real Yain Nesach, Rambam Zan Machos Asuris. So mainly says, it's not considered a Mizrahi de Bezer, it's not even Yain Nesach Mamish, is not Yehari Val Yavar. So Mela, this Kolshkein, turkey on Thanksgiving.
Yain Nesach, you're not doing what they do with it.
Yeah, but it's also to drink it, though. You know,
I know, but the Isser is obviously a separate Isser. Here you're doing what they do.
Okay, I hear. Anyway, but he says to make a party, that he says it's also al chukas agai. Same way, Salechu, that's what he says, that's the Isser. Now, in a different tshuva, he says.
Isser from a business, though.
We'll get to that soon. Okay? And he was asked in the way Lyman Shatav in his Thanksgiving Suda. So he says that he says it's just Tam Azeicha Balma for the Simcha. Alright, they found, they got the food, whatever. So he says there's no Isser. And he means it's right from Yanai, they made a Simcha, they made a Surah Mechama. So there he says no problem. Right, there he doesn't say there is mash not problem with chukas gai either. There's no problem of participating in a Thanksgiving dinner.
But that's just
participating. What?
But that's just participating.
No, even to make it. He doesn't say the question is not there, but he's not being michal. He's saying there's no iser. He's saying it's not a religious holiday. He goes with that what he said before, it's not a religious holiday, and then puts him up there. However, in the third place, so they ask the Yusayser himself. So they ask him why he Yusayser himself. In the first shuvi said it's a problem of chukas agai. Second shuvi says that's no problem. So he says like this. He also asked that the Rama says that only something shenogu l'choik ve'ein tam b'davar, then is achshash darken mayri v'sheyesh b'shemetz b'yizara. But in this case, there's no problem. So therefore, the guy was asking on the second shuvi, he answered what's pshat. So Moshe is like this, that, and that explains his fakeness over there. Apparently, he was grappling with this idea whether or not the chukas agai over here. So he's like this. This is a shukah chiddush to me. It's pshat in the Ramah. He wants to say pshat in the Ramah is the Ramah says that when you do something which has no meaning, yeah, then there's a problem with chukas agai. What's the pshat? So Moshe says, so you know, the mashmais of the Ramah is. He said, "Ve'im b'shemetz v'ayizar." The mashmaiz of the Ramban. This way, I think. Remember when I looked the sugya better, is that Shas when they do something which is just stam crazy, some crazy minhag, they do a crazy thing, right? Which makes no sense, just some stupid thing, right? So then you could assume the Shas is that it has some shayrish in v'ayizar, right? So man, that's why it's also that's chukas agai. But Ramayish says not. Ramayish says that. That's in fact they make a holiday because they found some food, like so for Dairis, right, people are having this Thanksgiving dinner because hundreds of years ago they found some food. So even then there was food in America. It wasn't like there was no food. Elmai, maybe they didn't have animals, there was berries, there was food. It wasn't like they were dying, right? Elmai, so you remember his story? They were dying?
I think
they were dying?
It was just that place that was dying, but the rest of America survived, he said.
Right, so it doesn't write what?
He says in the Tshuva that the right, rest of America was fine.
No, he didn't write that they were dying over there.
No, he said there's just them, they didn't have food.
No, but the Mashmaiz of Tshuva is that even then they could have found food. It wasn't like they were ravaged dying. Huh?
I don't know.
Okay, so we have to check out.
They didn't know how to find food is the problem.
Yeah. What?
I think the problem is they didn't.
Okay, fine. So that's what he says. So, like, big deal, you know. So, Meili says that's why he's chayshes. This would fit the bill of the Ramah. They're doing something which has no rhyme or reason to make a holiday for something like this. I mean, there are plenty, you know, people will say that plenty of things happen that you don't make a holiday for that. Kamin Yoni Simcha, they ain't smeichin iman, right? There are plenty of things that happen to people that you're not going to make a holiday just because of something nice happened, right? So Meil, it's cool. Davish ain't by town. So that's why he was chayshin in the second shuva. That maybe it's considered dark yomari because Davish ain't by town. Then he says though, but maybe not. Maybe it's dafka when it has taka some. You know, here we know why they're doing it, right? Maybe a stupid reason, right? We know why they're doing it. We think that it's stupid to make a holiday for that. Mashiach came, maybe the Ramah is not doing something which has no reason b'chlal. So that's why Ramah is explaining that's the, you know, so on this point, whether it's a dark yomari or not, apparently Ramah was mesupit. So that's why in the first Shuva, and whatever it was, the first we asked, the second Shuva, he's matred, because I guess he was grappling with this issue: is it considered davish ein by tam or not? Back upon him, so Moshe, good. This maybe Eishal Milismarch. I mean, a lot of people do have Thanksgiving dinners. You know, there are tzedat muhakel, but although there's definitely a machmir tavel bracha, Moshe does have a tzad, a very strong tzad. In one place he said pashtei as aser. So again, yesh al milismaich, but so you don't have the power. Josh is not. That's what I'm saying.
We celebrate the Yeshiva 70s.
What?
I'm also.
No, awesome.
Could have it.
Yeah. So nice.
Yeah. Sometimes you can do it without turkey.
I was under the impression that Thanksgiving dinner was like to make peace with the Indians. Like we were celebrating peace with the Indians.
Apparently not. I guess Moshe knows American history better than you. Even though he didn't grow up in America, so
very possible.
Can we celebrate today's festivities?
What?
Today's festivities.
The who?
Today's holiday.
What's today?
April 1st.
That might have had time some short in Avodah Zarah. It could be hours with Avodah Zarah. That could very well be. So that even for Moshe, that by Thanksgiving, April Fool's maybe a problem. Now, okay, there's another tshuva from Menashe Akutin about it, from Greenblatt. He's done basically the same issues. Is it Tzara by Zara? But so Frank Yuma brought in the issue of Ava. If we're not gonna, you know, so he tells me if it's Taka, Rosh Khan says if it's Taka problem, if there's issues that we're not worried about Ava, right? All the Gaish holidays we don't do, right?
What's so
Ava? The animosity, of course, animosity. So this there, America's Medina Shel Chesed, this is the way you're showing your first life to America, right? But he said, but all the holidays, if it's a religious holiday, we don't do it, right? Because it's a religious holiday. You don't say Din Mechuz Dina, you don't say Ava when it's a real problem. I'll decide that it's a real problem. In fact, this Ava is not going to make a difference.
Christmas nowadays isn't a real religious holiday either.
Here it is.
That's not true. We say that it is.
Like the church.
The way people celebrate.
No, but they're not true. They're good. They have service. They have something. They're good to church.
They're
good to church then. They make special services.
I don't care if they really care.
Right. So they're reformed. You know, they're not such. They're not charedim. You know. It doesn't mean that it's not
religious. There's more of a svara to say that they won't have.
Yeah, if you have a Reformed Jew that has a Seder, he's doing it as a religious holiday, right?
Okay.
in his wedding, right? Okay, so then also, it's not religious holiday because they're not religious, they're not probably religious holiday.
There's more of a svara to say Eva by something that's not a religious holiday. Then there's actually a time to, like, why aren't you happy that the nation survived and, like, you're with the nation?
Again?
By X-Men, like, right. They don't really have a time on us because it's not their religion.
It's a religious holiday. Al-Tzad is a problem by the Zara. That's what he's saying. And Ava is not going to make a difference.
If it's Stama holiday, it's Ava world.
Can you do it for business?
What?
To go to the positive weather?
If it's also, you know, I'll be able to cook as a guy for business. So again, Ramayish had a strong tongue. And again, if you look at Ramah, he does throw Vyesh Bashem as a Vaidazara. The Mashmois, I think, of the Ramah is, again, I remember more from the Sugi, is that if it's a crazy thing, then you assume that Pshat was between the Shirash and the Vaidazara. Ramayish has strong tongue. Not like that, again.
Even so,
but then they're definitely, you know, making the Yeshla Mismach, all it's not, you like the turkey to begin with, then, you know, there'll be sad. When you have your own house, should you have a turkey dinner on Thanksgiving? Obviously not. But if your parents have one, and you're going to, you know, you come back with your chumras, with your, you know, they throw you out of the house, and now you go back to Israel for the next year. Then don't tell them this. What?
It's not going
to
be there for Thanksgiving.
It's going to be there for Thanksgiving.
It's a slow.
Okay.
What about Mango be saying be a day?
Not going to say be a day? Of what?
For all these, maybe it was Dark Hayamori. How long ago? Nowadays, they're not doing it.
They're only doing it. Yeah, but for that we're not Mekel. If it's Fats and the Shoshay, it's Dark and Mighty, then I don't think we're Mekel. I don't think so.
It's a spectacle, isn't it?
What? Spectacle Chumrah.
Yeah.
Now, as we're approaching Menizmanim, so maybe it's ready. Contract. So, as we leave Yeshiva and go back to America, go back to our parents. So, you know, there's an August that Betzim Yafti Machben on. First of all, Moshel the Ramban. In the Alam first talk about that, and Nozir is a chayte, another brings the karma chatas. Right? So the question is, what chet do you do? So one man of the words I'll show Tzirat Menayayin. Ramban Al Tayyar writes, it's a very interesting thing. Says Ramban, why is Nozir have to be in carbon chatas? He says the pshat is because a Nozir. He was Parish. He was Parish Melam Hazi, Parish Mayayin, Parish Matoma. He elevated himself to a certain Madrega, 30 days of Precious. And that was Maisat, his Madrega Ruchnis. So he says, if after those 30 days, he gives it up, he just goes back, doesn't remain a Nazir, that's the Chet. So the Ban says, if he was on a Madrega, and he didn't go weiter, that's the Taina. You know, he was there, he stood, he felt the solace, he felt, and just give it all up and go back, that's the time. So Mela, we come to Ben Isman, and you know, the whole winter's in. Long winter's man, it'd be our. So everyone steig, each one his way, but everyone steig tremendously. Right? So what happens, you know, the Ben Isman, okay, is, you know, like Israel saying, mid parkin, you know, you just. Let go, right? You let loose. So that the Ramban says that's the chet of the Nazir. Chet is that there's no such thing in Yiddishkeit as resting on your laurels. Oh, you know, I got to Madrega, I worked hard, I'm this. Okay, now we can chill. No, no such thing. If you're on Madrega, that means you should appreciate Madrega that you're on. You should appreciate the Hisalos that you did. You should read the curve of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're on a different Madrega, so okay, so you have to move on. You don't just like you know, let loose. Okay, no one's saying that you have to learn 24/7 Midas Matan, right? But, you know, at least minimal to have a Shtaka Seder a couple hours a day, and I would recommend whatever you Kaveh Chavrusa should be right after davening. You know, at least an hour, half an hour right after davening. You're not so starving yet, you're out late, eating pizza, tomatoes, whatever it is, you're not starving. So at least if this way you know, right after davening, you sat and learned for an hour, you have that under your belt, then the rest of the day is going to be different day anyway. Then you'll find more time to learn the rest of the day. If you start off, at least minimal, start off an hour a day, ben ismanim, and this way, you know, you can somehow keep up that madrega. And also, I mean, you know, parents see, you know, guys, yeah, he wants to go back, he wants to learn. Okay, if you see a ben ismanim, he doesn't open a sefer, so like, where's all this starkeit that, you know, Torah is so important to you, how come we're not seeing it, right? So, you know, the parents have to see that the Torah is talk important, and they have to see. Maybe not too much, because then, okay, what happened to this guy? They're not going to let you go back after Pesach either. So you have to, you know, where to draw the line. But that part I'm not so worried about other things about cloud. That problem I haven't encountered yet. You know, you never know. But, so... yeah. but you know, you have to use your brains, you have to you know what you're doing. So but that's very important. Otherwise, you know, if you are a Madrega, function everyone is, everyone's strike tremendously, but you have to keep it up somewhat. At least not lose. At least not go back. There's a I forgot who I saw it. Maybe it was Alta from Kellen, maybe, I'm not sure. One of the Gedolei Baal Musar, he said that when you see a train, you know, speeding by, so there's the locomotive, then there's the cars, but you see, you know, a whole bunch of cars, but they all look the same. You can't see which one is the locomotive, which one is the one that's being schlepped, which one is, you can't really see. It's going so fast, you can't see. Especially Israeli trains, they all look the same, you know, even though you don't even know which one, the locomotive and the other one, they all look the same. So the question says, so how do you know which is the locomotive, which is the one that's pulling the rest of them, which is the one that's just being slept along? So he says, when you disconnect the cars, so then when you disconnect the car, the locomotive keeps on going. Okay? The rest of them just stop. This is the Ben Ismanim. So the journey is mine. Okay, everyone slept along. There's a ruach. There's an energy that's created by the whole matzav of being in the yeshiva. There's tremendous energy. You know, it's also kinesayim tavu chachma. There's peer pressure. You know, you're not gonna, you know, just like, you know, sleeping all day. Some people, anyway. right? But you have that energy, positive energy, right? So something, you know, you get slept in with that. What happens? So how do you know if it's real or not? How do you know if you're just being slept along, or talk of something changing you, and you are becoming that Ben Taira? The test, the litmus test, is Ben Ismail. And it's mine when the cars aren't attached together anymore, we don't have that joint energy, then each one's by himself, you don't have that pressure, you know, go both ways, right? But you don't have that. So then that's the real test. Then we see, who are you really, right? Are you the locomotive, or are you the guy who's been slept along? Because if in Ismail we don't have the mezgeret of the yeshiva, and each one is doing it on his own, then that's the real test. That's the real test to see, Taka, did you really become Ben Taira?